Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Patra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. One of China's leading COVID-19 vaccine candidates called BBIBP-CoV has shown to be safe as well as has elicited immune response in a small early phase human trial, as per researchers which have informed the media today. A previous clinical trial reported similar results for a different vaccine that is also based on inactivated whole SARS-CoV-2 virus. But in that study, the vaccine was only tested in people under age of 60 years. The latest study, published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Journal, included participants aged between 18 to 80 years and found that antibody responses were included in all recipients. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India now. The total confirmed cases in the country currently are at 73,70,468, and that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. As many as 63,371 new COVID-19 cases and 895 deaths were reported in the last 24 hours. The death toll in the country due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 1,12,161. India's COVID-19 recovery rate, however, stands at 87.6%. Also, the reported active cases in the country currently stand at over 8 lakh, and as many as 64,53,779 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. The Indian Council of Medical Research has said that over 9.2 crore samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till date, and of these, over 10 lakh were tested just yesterday. India continues to report one of the lowest deaths per million population, which stands at 81 today. High-level central teams have been deputed to Kerala, Karnataka, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and West Bengal, which have been reporting a surge in COVID cases, to support them in management of the disease. The Union Health Ministry on Friday said that these teams will support the state towards strengthening containment, surveillance, testing, infection prevention and control measures and efficient clinical management of the positive cases. As a thick quilt of smog wrapped itself around New Delhi on October 15, signaling the start of the fall pollution season, doctors and scientists have warned that the deteriorating air quality could make the city's COVID-19 problems even worse. One of the most common symptoms of severe COVID-19 cases is breathing difficulty. And doctors say that if the ambient air suddenly becomes more toxic, as it does every year around this time in northern India, then more people will become infected by the virus and they might end up getting in the hospital or maybe even die. India is now struggling with two major health challenges, and these are both assaulting the respiratory system and peaking at the same time. As per the latest news, Gulam Nabi Azad, the leader of opposition in Rajya Sabha and Congress veteran, has also tweeted saying that he has contracted the novel coronavirus and has been under home quarantine. He has advised those who had come in contact with him to follow the COVID-19 safety protocols as well. He said, and I quote, "I have tested positive for COVID-19. I am in home quarantine. Those who came in contact with me in last few days may kindly follow the protocol," unquote. Empty auditoriums, old movies and limited food and beverage options. That's what greeted moviegoers on the first day of reopening after nearly 7 month long shutdown due to the pandemic-led lockdown. Exhibitors, on the other hand, also say that restarting business is quite tough, especially with no new content releasing anytime soon. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. The total confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world stand at 3.86 crore, and that's according to the Reuters tracker. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered, and the overall global death toll, which stands at 10.93 lakh. US President Donald Trump has said without evidence that people who wear face masks are getting infected with the COVID-19 all the time. Trump made the claim yesterday under questioning during an NBC News town hall event in Miami. Trump said he's good with masks before claiming that people with masks are catching it all the time. Trump rarely wears a mask himself. Confronted with his first known coronavirus scare, Joe Biden's presidential campaign turned the threat into another contrast with President Donald Trump in the closing weeks of a general election battle dominated by how the Republican incumbent has handled the pandemic and his own COVID-19 diagnosis. Remdesivir, the antiviral drug that's widely prescribed against COVID-19, has no substantial effect on mortality, initiation of ventilation, or duration of hospital stay, and that's as per global clinical trial by the World Health Organization that's found this. The results of the Solidarity trial conducted on 11,266 hospitalized patients in 30 countries found remdesivir, along with three other repurposed drugs, hydroxychloroquine, lopinavir, and also interferon, to have little or no effect on 28-day mortality. Human challenge trials of potential COVID-19 vaccines where volunteers are deliberately infected with the disease could become reality after a British biotech firm signed a contract with the government to create and to provide strains of the virus. Preliminary work for the trials, which aim to speed up the process of determining the efficacy of the vaccine candidate, is also being carried out by hVIVO, a unit of pharmaceutical services company, open orphan hVIVO. Improper disinfection at a hospital in China's Qingdao has caused new COVID-19 cluster infections, prompting the city to test over 10 million people, a senior local health official has said. No new positive cases were reported from over 10 million tests in the city so far. Moving on, Germany has confirmed more than 7,000 new COVID-19 infections, and that's for the first time, its second consecutive daily record. The Robert Koch Institute of Germany's National Disease Control Center said that 7,334 new cases were confirmed in the last 24 hours. Until this week, Germany's highest recorded figure was nearly 6,300 as of late March, though testing has expanded vastly since then. Italy has 2 weeks to stop the rising rate of transmission of COVID-19, or it risks following in the footsteps of European neighborhoods where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. An Italian virologist has informed this. Italian health officials have declared that the resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.